Lecture 42, The Blitzkrieg, 1940 to 1941.
As 1939 turned to 1940, an eerie silence descended upon Western Europe. Poland had fallen. The Nazi armies had overrun the Polish state, the outmanned Polish state, in short order in September of 1939. And yet, Britain and France had gone to war, declared war on Nazi Germany, and yet there had been no assault in the West, very little fighting between German forces and the Western allies between the fall of Poland and the spring of 1940. Then in April, German troops seized Denmark and Norway in what clearly was a prelude to operations in Western Europe. This period of phony war, of Blitzkrieg, of Drôle de Guerre, this period in which illusions persisted in the West that perhaps the war in the East could be isolated, that war would not spread into Western Europe, these illusions were now about to be burst. In the aftermath of the German assault on Denmark and Norway, where they fought in Norway, French and British troops, the Germans were clearly preparing for an invasion of Western Europe proper. Then in May, on May 13th, German armies launched a massive assault on the Low Countries and France. Holland and Belgium were quickly overrun. French and British troops rushed into Belgium to assume their positions to meet the advancing German army. And the Germans, moving down through Holland, unlike 1914 when the Germans had come only through Belgium, in 1940 German troops move through Holland and proceed into Belgium. French and British troops move up to encounter the German troops that were moving with surprisingly slowly. And as they moved up to assume their defensive positions, the German army, its armored division, smashed through the Ardennes forests, caught the Allies by surprise, cut them off north of the French frontier, and began driving toward the English Channel. By early June, France itself was on the verge of surrender. France was in disarray. The French army in 1940 was considered by most to be the best army in Europe, the largest. It was certainly the forces confronting Germany in the West in 1940 were as large as the German army. They were relatively well equipped. There was not an enormous gap, in fact, hardly any gap in technology between the two military forces. There was a sense that this would be a confrontation between these two great major armies with the British Expeditionary Force brought over to the continent from England, and that a long slugging match would ensue, perhaps along the terrifying lines of 1914 to 1918. But by early June, the situation was catastrophic for the French. Indeed, France was on the verge of surrender. French military preparations, or the lack of French military preparations for the German attack, the kind of attack that it would be, was shocking to all. The French discovered very quickly that the Maginot Line held. It did its job. There was no German assault against the fortresses of the Maginot Line. The problem was that the Maginot Line was simply irrelevant. The Germans didn't attack it. They went around it. They came through the Ardennes, an area that the French had not defended because they felt that it was going to be impenetrable, particularly by major armored forces. The high command of the French army was utterly unprepared for the new sort of offensive warfare, of speed, of movement. There was a sense within the French high command that they would have time to position their troops, to move troops here and there without responding to the extraordinary speed of German operations.